everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Postmodern Realities podcast from the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. I'm Melanie Cogdill, managing editor of the Christian Research Journal. It's April 2020, and you're listening to episode 175, which is a conversation about Kanye West, aka Yeezy, who is an American rapper, singer, songwriter, record producer, entrepreneur, and fashion designer, and the husband of reality TV star Kim Kardashian. On this episode, I'm joined by Aaron Turner Jr., who has an MDiv from Covenant Theological Seminary and serves as the Director of Outreach at Midtown Church in St. Louis, Missouri. Aaron has written an online exclusive feature article for the Christian Research Journal, and it's called Yeezy Comes to Jesus: Considering Kanye West's Profession and Promotion of the Christian Faith. You can read his article for free online at our website, equip.org. Aaron, it's good to have you on.
It's good to be here, Melanie.
Well, this article is about Kanye West, and he is an American rapper, if people don't know this, and he's a singer, he's a songwriter. He's also kind of an entrepreneur because he's got this very well-known fashion line. He's a fashion designer. He's done some stuff for Adidas as well. And probably one way that some people who might not have known him previously is that he is married to the very popular reality television show star Kim Kardashian. So I remember Kanye West. I had first heard about him probably more than 15 years ago. He kind of burst onto the national scene with his College Dropout album and his single that he did at the Grammy Awards at that time called Jesus Walks. So not everybody knows that much about Kanye as a hip-hop artist or who he is in general. So what else don't we know about him? And also the title of this article, as I just mentioned, is Yeezy Comes to Jesus. So why is he called Yeezy?
Good question. I believe the name Yeezy, the nickname Yeezy, comes from the last two letters in Kanye's first name. Y-E is Yee. And sometimes he's been referred to as just Yee or also Yeezy. So the name comes from that. As far as Kanye, as you mentioned, he is a very accomplished rapper. He's an entrepreneur. He's a fashion designer. In terms of his music, which is how I first came to really know about Kanye, is through his music. Kanye is one of the most recognized musicians of our time. He has acquired 21 Grammy Awards, and I believe there's only one rapper alive today who has more Grammys than Kanye, and that would be Jay-Z. And for a while, Kanye and Jay-Z were tied. In terms of Kanye's shoe line, Yeezys, which as you mentioned, Melanie, is a very popular shoe line. His shoe line is estimated to bring in over $1.5 billion, I believe, in 2019. So Kanye is a very accomplished musician and entrepreneur in his own right. And then he's also, as you mentioned, married to Kim Kardashian. So he's a pretty famous couple there.
Well, some of our listeners might be wondering, why would we cover yet another hip-hop artist? We've done a few of these in the past in the Christian Research Journal. We've done some articles as well as some podcasts on hip-hop. And the reason is because cultural apologetics is very big, and we think about the younger generations. I would say even not that young, like Gen X people in their 40s and early 50s, all the way down to current kids in Gen Z and millennials and everybody in between. Just basically, hip hop is a huge influence in our culture. So for Absolutely. Some of our older listeners, you might think, well, is this really relevant? And it is, because so many of these kids and even young adults follow Kanye and Kim Kardashian on social media. And so they just have a huge platform. They are covered, you know, in the news. And so, you know, we want to know, well, how do we respond to people who have been thinking about some of the particular music that Kanye puts out and so forth, and their fans? So I want to say that people might not know this recently, even when I just mentioned that he was known for his big single, which he performed on the Grammy, called Jesus Walks. And at that time, Kanye West was not a professing Christian. So recently, it seems that he has become a Christian, and he's had this profession of faith that's quite recent. And it's really gathered a lot of attention, a lot of press. So why has it been like a big thing in the culture that, you know, he has supposedly become a Christian or has become a Christian?
Absolutely. And just to your point about Kanye's significance, he has, I believe, close to 500,000 followers on Instagram. And so I would say that if you have children or if you're in connection with kids in your youth ministry, you definitely want to know who Kanye West is, because he's a major cultural influencer. He was before he's a Christian, and he is now that he has professed faith in Christ. But as far as your question, Melanie, regarding why is it such a big deal that Kanye has become a Christian, was that what you asked, Melanie?
Yes, I just want to know why his recent profession of faith has made so much news. He's had a lot of press in 2019, I would say, you know, last year, just regarding his, and we're going to talk about it. One of the reasons why we asked you to write this article was just his recent album was Christian in Nature.
Yes.
And so, you know, why has this been given so much attention and press in our culture?
Yeah. So obviously, I mean, I think it's mainly because of who Kanye was before he professed faith in Christ. Kanye, as I mentioned to your opening question, this is a man who's been nominated for over 20 Grammys and who has developed a shoe line that is expected to reach over, I believe it reached over $1 billion in 2019. So he was already known by many in the culture. And so him becoming a Christian, especially in such an overt way in which Kanye did, made it big news, which I also think is exciting in many ways. It also can have its challenges, I'm sure, for someone like Kanye to follow Jesus with such popularity. However, one of the things that's exciting about it is that Kanye has the ability right now to reach people or to get people to pay attention to the gospel that perhaps otherwise would not do so because of his cultural influence. We see, and maybe we'll talk about it later, but there's reason to believe that many non-Christians, because of Kanye's recent album and because of his interviews, are starting to give Christianity a look. So I'm encouraged by that, by him having that platform.
Well, like I said, it seemed like Christianity was of interest to him, especially the song that I mentioned back from 2004, Jesus Walks.
Yes.
But it didn't seem like he was living his life as a Christian, because yeah, he wasn't a Christian. And so do you think that his recent profession of faith is truly genuine? I think for a lot of people, you know, every time we watch these award show, at least for Christians, you know, all kinds of celebrities say, hey, I want to give my thanks to God or Jesus. And we're like, are they really Christians? Do they just say that? And then we see all these stories about them, you know, partying or doing whatever they're doing. And so we wonder, is that just some kind of lip service? So do you think that his recent profession, which he has been public about it in the media, do you think that's truly genuine?
You know, that is a great question, because I tend to, especially with celebrities, I think we all can be a little skeptical when we hear about a person's profession of faith. I think for me, one of the things that was really helpful for me when I heard about Kanye's recent profession of faith is I listened to an interview that was done by some guys over at Apologia Radio, and they did it with a guy named Adam Tyson, who's a Christian minister who got a chance to share the gospel with Kanye. And this was a guy who went to Master's Seminary, who is connected with the ministry of John MacArthur. And he got a chance to share the gospel with Kanye, but he also in that interview really shared Kanye's mindset and kind of his zeal for the gospel. And just listening to Adam Tyson kind of describe how Kanye was really just seemed to have this hunger for God's word was really encouraging to me and convincing to me that, okay, I shouldn't be so cynical here. Let's see how this plays out. But another thing that I think, as I researched for this article and just kind of listened to interviews, some of the things that were also encouraging to me was how Kanye actually talked about his past life. He admitted in one interview, or in one, I guess, Sunday service, he admitted that he even though he regarded himself as a Christian in the past, that he no longer saw himself as a Christian back during that time. He talked about how when he did an album called The Life of Pablo, which I believe was more recent than Jesus Walks song, but when he did this album, The Life of Pablo, he talked about how, you know, he thought that he was a Christian and he thought that it was kind of a Christian album. But of course, in reality, anyone who goes to look at it could see it's not a Christian album. But in this conversation, he talked about how now he was upset that some of the Christians that he was around back then did not have the courage to tell him the truth of the gospel. And he thought that they were intimidated kind of by his celebrity status. So that was really good to hear him kind of look back then and say, you know, I don't really think I was a Christian back then. I actually agree with, you know, I agree with those who were skeptical. But also some other things that's been encouraging. I've heard Kanye in an interview that he gave, he talked about his struggle with pornography and how that has always been a struggle and how now he's seeking to try to learn how to submit that area of his life to the Lord. He talked about issues that he's had with pride in the past and how that's a battle that he's seeking to wrestle with. And then one other thing that was really amazing to me was that at first Kanye, this comes from Adam Tyson as well in the, I think, the Apologia Studio interview, but Adam Tyson talks about how Kanye was actually willing, when he became a Christian, to walk away from rap as a whole. And the reason why he was going to do that was because he didn't see how rap could be used for God. I guess in the way that Kanye had always used it, it was very sexualized and just filled with immorality. And so for him, becoming a believer in Christ, he thought that meant that he could no longer rap. And, you know, Adam Tyson kind of challenged him about that and said, hey, you know, rap is a genre. You can use it for the Lord. You know, you just got to use it differently. But just the, in my mind, just hearing that and just the thought that, hey, this man has made his life off of music, and for him to turn away from it would be a big financial sacrifice. And yet the fact that he would be willing to do it, even though he didn't need to, he could, you know, use it for the Lord. But the fact that he would be willing to make that sacrifice reveals something to me, I think, of a genuineness of heart.
You're listening to the Postmodern Realities Podcast from the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. Today's guest is Aaron Turner Jr., who has written an article for the Christian Research Journal, and it's a web-exclusive article called Yeezy Comes to Jesus, Considering Kanye West's Profession and Promotion of the Christian Faith. And you can read it for free online at our website, equip.org. Now, it is April 2020, and most of us are still sheltering in place during the COVID-19 quarantine in the United States and probably elsewhere around the world. And so we know it's not possible for those of you who are not already subscribers, perhaps in your budget, to be subscribing now. But for those who do have funds in which you could bless someone who can't afford it right now with a subscription, we'd like to invite you to give a gift subscription to a friend or your pastor or someone that would benefit from this magazine. And you can do so by going to our website, equip.org, and purchasing a gift subscription. And for everyone else, would you do something for us that would really help us out, that's completely free to you in terms of monetary funds? And that is, could you please rate and review our podcast? When you do that, it helps more people find this content and also helps us to keep this podcast free, the more people that find our content and spread it around and let people know about it. So you can share this episode on your social media feeds, or even better, please rate and review it. As I said, you can go to Apple Podcasts, search for Postmodern Realities. You can either give a starred review or a written review. We haven't had a written review in some time. So if you would really please just give a few minutes to write a few sentences about what you appreciate about this podcast, we'd be very grateful. You can also write a review anywhere you get your podcasts. And thank you for your partnership.
We were just talking about Kanye and whether his profession of faith is really genuine. I guess the next question people are probably wondering is, what about his wife, Kim Kardashian? Is she a Christian? I remember seeing, and I don't even know how I saw it because I don't follow Kim Kardashian on Twitter, but somehow she had tweeted out, like, I'm going to Bible study. This was a few years ago. And I thought, oh, please don't say you're going to Bible study publicly, because just, I mean, you know, just she's really well known for extremely provocative clothing and her sex tape that she had done in the past. And I just want to make an aside to our listeners that we probably don't have at the Christian Research Journal the same kind of approach to modesty as most Christians would think, that you have to wear super modest clothes and all this kind of stuff. It's a huge subject. We have an article that is up on our website free that you want to read called Modesty, Objectivism, and Human Value. So you can look at that one. But I mean, I think everyone could agree in the Christian community, no matter where you are on that whole issue of modesty, that Kim Kardashian is not known to be modest in any kind of way in terms of her, what she wears. So that makes people wonder, is she even a Christian?
Sure. You know, that's a great question. Of course, my answer at this point is I'm not sure, but, and I say that especially with, you know, Kanye now becoming a Christian and, you know, him having influence in his family's life. So I'm not exactly sure, but I do know that if you, of course, like, as you mentioned, if you were to ask Kim Kardashian, I think she would say, yes, I'm a Christian. I think she would identify as a Christian. But of course, as we just mentioned with Kanye, Kanye would have said a few years ago, if you would ask him if he was a Christian, he would have said, yes, I'm a Christian. But now he looks back on that and says, no, he wasn't. And the same is probably very likely for Kim, or at least possible up until the point of Kanye's conversion. And one recent interview that I saw that she gave on The View in the context of talking about grieving the loss of her father. And this was after Kanye's conversion, because she talked about kind of the change in she's seeing in her husband's life. But even in that interview, she talked about grieving the loss of her dad, and she seemed to promote the use of mediums, of using mediums and communicating with the dead, which is obviously not, you know, that's a big no-no for believers. So I think we should pray for Kim. I think we should be hopeful now that, you know, Kanye's professing faith, that he might have influence in her life. I'm sure he's sharing the gospel with her. Interestingly, in a recent interview that Kim gave on The Real, she mentioned how Kanye's life change was impacting. She talked about how it was impacting her family's life. And she kind of mentioned how Kanye now is kind of becoming a stricter father with their kids. She talked about how they've taken the television, I think, out of one of their young kids' room just because he wanted to be careful about influence. She talked about how he took makeup out of their daughter's room. Their daughter's pretty young, so I guess he was just becoming, she said, a lot more stricter. And she said that she actually, it seemed like from the interview, that she actually kind of respected that. She also mentioned how Kanye desired for her to wear kind of less sexy clothes, as you were kind of referring to, Melanie. And overall, in this kind of interview that she was given on The Real, overall, she seemed like she really respected Kanye's feelings. She talked about how marriage is all about compromise and, you know, was willing to, I think, take serious some of his comments. But there also seemed to be a little bit of resistance still remaining, especially on the clothing issue. So I share that to say, I'm not sure if Kim's a believer. You know, I don't really have good reason to think that she is, but at the same time, I think I do have good reason to think that Kanye is seeking to speak into her life, and she seems to have a high respect for her husband. So I think we should, as believers, just be praying for her.
Well, I'm glad Kanye took makeup out of their daughter's room. She's only 6 years old. And when you're 6, I think that's a little too young to be wearing makeup. So in 2019, we were talking about how he was known before in hip hop. And then he's released his first Christian rap album. You know, it was called Jesus is King. It made a ton of, you know, press and just kind of cultural awareness, which is the impetus for this article because of his album, which by that name, Jesus is King. So tell us, our listeners, a little bit about that album. How is it different than his past albums? Why did he decide to do a Christian rap album? Because you just mentioned that he was not sure that he should continue rapping.
Yeah. You know, I think he became convinced that he could actually use rap in a way that was glorifying to God. As I mentioned, the guy, Adam Tyson, one of the Christian pastors that spoke to him, you know, he said, hey, rap is a genre, just like any music is a genre. And basically it can be used for good or bad. And so, you know, I think Kanye maybe took that advice to heart and went forward. So, yeah, I think as far as the album, Jesus is King. So he released that album only a few months, I think, after he became a Christian. And, you know, I listened to the album probably a few times and I like it as an album. I like it. I'm someone who used to listen to a lot of kind of secular rap before I became a Christian and now have listened to I love Christian hip hop as a genre. I would say Kanye's album was overall, it was biblically faithful and sound. He actually asked the guy, Adam Tyson from John MacArthur's school, if he would listen to the album before it was released, just to kind of give him insight on the biblical faithfulness of it, to give him some comments on that, because Kanye was very concerned that the album be biblically sound. I think in the album, his just his joy and his zeal comes through in the album. He has a song on there called On God, which is probably one of my favorite songs on the album. I love it. It has a really good beat to it. But in that song, like, Kanye basically just celebrates God's favor on his life. He also mentions, like, that in the past, you know, Satan had control of his soul, but now he affirms Jesus as his Lord and Savior. So he has a fun little song on there called Closed on Sunday, which he kind of makes connection to Chick-fil-A. And so it's kind of funny, his connection to Chick-fil-A being closed on Sunday. But he talks about in there, it's just like a song that's like calling believers to raise their children in the Christian faith and to protect them from spiritual and cultural dangers. And he talks about the importance of, or it seems to imply the importance of having Sunday as a day of worship, a day where one can teach their family God's truth. So it's a really celebratory album. The beats are nice. And I believe also just like through it, another big thing is I think Kanye's just kind of evangelistic zeal kind of comes through in the album. So I thought it was a good first Christian album.
Well, you were just talking about how you liked this album, and I'd like to know how you think it holds up to other well-known Christian hip-hop artists like Lecrae or Trip Lee, Trip Lee is a pastor in the Atlanta area. And right. Actually, I just really enjoy hip-hop. I wouldn't say that I have listened to as much Lecrae, but I really like Trip Lee, especially yes. Manolo. It's one of my favorite songs by him. I could yes. listen to it all the time. And
yes, great song.
I guess I'm not passing down the love of hip hop to my kids because they are just like, turn that off. But anyway, they like different kinds of music than I like, obviously. So how would you rank it compared to other, you know, the Christian hip hop scene, I'd say?
You know, I thought, as I just mentioned, I thought Kanye's album was really good. He has really good talents as a musician, which is something that he brought over from just in the secular realm. I mean, this is a man who, at least on the secular scene, was nominated for over, I think, 21 Grammys. So he certainly is a very gifted and talented musician, and that comes out in the album. However, I would say, you know, just from a musical perspective, I think that there are better Christian hip hop albums out there that may not get the same exposure. For one, Kanye's album, you know, it showed up number one on the Billboard 200 chart, which is only, it's only been, I think, four Christian albums to do so. So this album was very, very well received. But at the same time, I would say that I personally think there are stronger Christian hip hop albums out there. But because folks aren't Kanye West, it doesn't get that same exposure in the secular world. One of the things that I think was a little bit lacking, not completely lacking, but compared to when you compare to other Christian hip hop artists like, let's say, Shaolin or Ambassador, I think there was a level of theological depth that wasn't there in Kanye's album versus, let's say, a Shaolin. But I think that's mainly because Kanye is still learning the scriptures. So, you know, in the Christian hip hop scene, it's not just about being a good musical artist, but you also got to have, you know, some deep theological content to really add to the songs. And so it's not missing in Kanye's, but it's certainly an aspect that I think he'll grow in. Another area that I think someone like Trip Lee or Lecrae does a better job in is when it comes to sophistication when applying biblical truth to urban culture. That's something that Trip and Lecrae or people like Dizzle are really, really good at. And I think that's something that as Kanye continues to learn the scriptures, you'll then see him becoming probably more sophisticated in how he's applying biblical truth to culture. So overall, really good first album. I recommend that people listen to it. But at the same time, you know, there's probably stronger albums out there.
So I'm wondering if you think that Kanye, now that he has this Christian rap album, do you think he'll ever go back to, you know, touring and performing for his fan base, you know, all his popular hits before he became a Christian? You know, people might have heard Gold Digger, for example, on radio. Yeah. You know, there's some of his songs did end up getting into like pop music kind of charts and stuff like that. But I, you know, if you ever listen to some of his songs, you can, even on regular radio, so much of it is bleeped out. I mean, would he ever be able to perform these songs again?
You know, Kanye actually addressed that question in an interview that he gave where, you know, a guy, the interviewer asked Kanye, you know, if he would likely perform some of his songs that were very well received before he was a Christian. And Kanye gave an analogy, and I thought it was pretty cool. He basically said, I think he was talking about the iPhone, and he said, hey, if you went to Apple and they're making, you know, what are we on, the iPhone 11 now or something?
Yeah, the iPhone 11.
Okay, so he says, like, if they're making the iPhone 10 and 11 or making iPhone 11, you can't get, he said, you can't get the, I think he said, the iPhone 4 anymore from Apple. You can, he said, if you want the iPhone 4, you can, I think he said, you better go on eBay, but you can't get it, you know, from the store because they've moved on. And so essentially he was saying that's where he's at with his music. His music, he's a believer now. He's putting out music that, you know, is for Jesus, and he doesn't intend to do some of the old songs. So you're probably not going to hear Kanye perform Gold Digger anytime soon, which I think actually does point again to kind of why I am not as cynical as I was originally when I heard about Kanye's profession of faith, to see him being willing to leave some of his top hits behind and maybe even lose some of his fan base.
Well, one of the things that Kanye, when he came out with this new album, started doing, in fact, he started doing that before. They've kind of evolved. I think one of the first ones that he did, these gatherings, these worship gatherings, I think was maybe at Coachella in 2019, something like that, or some, at some point. So he started hosting these gatherings that he's called Sunday services. So
yes.
What are Sunday services? They did get a lot of press. They did seem, you know, people were trying to figure out what it exactly was. And, you know, did he really mean church in the same way when he was putting these things together? So tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, you know, the Sunday services, they began as small gatherings that Kanye was doing with his friends and family. And I think this was even before he like actually really professed faith in Christ this last time. I think as a result of kind of, he had had, I think, some type of mental breakdown or was going through some type of depression. And he started doing these small gatherings, I think, just as a form of healing for his friends and family. But then after he, I think, became a believer, these services ended up morphing into pop-up worship services that happened in different places around the country. And, you know, it was a lot more people. It became kind of open to the public. And then these gatherings eventually, at first, they were mainly musical kind of events. But then eventually Kanye started incorporating preaching. So he had different Christian ministers, like where whatever maybe city or town or church they would go to, the Christian minister there would preach the sermon. And Kanye took his gospel choir. He has this gospel choir that is unbelievably amazing. They are perhaps, in my opinion, one of the best gospel choirs I've seen. To listen to them is not enough. You actually have to watch them because there's a lot of movement and energy and dance. So all of that was kind of incorporated in this Sunday service. You got the choir, you got preaching. And so that's kind of what they have morphed into in terms of, is it a church service? You know, I think it's kind of, that's an interesting question because I have seen interviews by the guy, Adam Tyson, that I referred to earlier, where he said that in his kind of early discipleship of Kanye, he specifically challenged him not to view Sunday services as church, because he said a church has an elder team. It has ordinance. You know, you do the ordinances, Lord's Supper, communion. There is a church discipline if there needs to be. And he said that's not what Sunday service is. And so he really encouraged Kanye to think of it in terms of maybe a crusade or in terms of a worship event where the gospel is preached. But as I was looking at some of the comments that Kanye has made about it, it seems like he may not have taken Adam Tyson's advice on that. It seems like Kanye does kind of see these Sunday services as a church service. But I should say he does acknowledge that church should be something that people can go to in one place on Sunday. And so I've heard him say in one of his interviews that, hey, maybe we will basically make this Sunday service travel throughout the week, but on Sunday, we'll have it in one specific spot so that people can come to one place on Sunday. But nevertheless, he seems to kind of see it as a church service. And I think that's a problem. I would definitely agree with Adam Tyson that it does not have the components or the accountability, from what I can tell, for it to be qualified as a worship or church service, as a worship service or church service.
You were just saying that Kanye does see his Sunday services as a church service. And, you know, recently, back in November, it's April 2020 now, but back in November 2019, he did make the news because he had one of his Sunday services at Word of Faith Pastor Joel Osteen's church in Texas. So should that be concerning? I mean, if anyone is a regular listener to this podcast and also a partner with our ministry, knows that one of the things that we are most known for is our President Hank Hanegraaff's research and expertise on the Word of Faith movement. In fact, we have, he wrote a book about Joel Osteen and also his theology, and also an article. And if anyone wants to read that, we have an article, an in-depth article on the theology of Joel Osteen up on our website, equip.org. But should that be concerning? Because I felt concerned.
You should have. I think we all should have. You know, up until kind of this point in the conversation, you know, you probably can tell I've been pretty encouraged by many positive and good signs that I see in Kanye since he's professed faith in Christ. But there have been a few things that have been concerning to me. And one of them is this Sunday service that he did at Joel Osteen's church that you referenced. And kind of a lot can be said about Joel Osteen's ministry. You all have at the Christian Research Institute have said a lot. So people can go and, you know, if they're interested, can avail themselves of those resources. But, you know, one of the things that I'll just mention is that, you know, in my opinion, from what I've seen of Joel Osteen, is that, you know, he mainly comes across as kind of a pep talker as opposed to a preacher who is committed to the whole counsel of God's word. Osteen has gone on record in saying that in his messages, he intentionally seeks to kind of stay clear of talking seriously about sin. It seems like he thinks that is something that may depress people. And so Osteen's approach when it comes to preaching is more therapeutic than biblical. And so that's a big issue. And so one of my concerns with Kanye connecting with Osteen is will that kind of rub off on Kanye? You know, will he kind of follow that strand of Christianity? And I hope that he doesn't. My hope is that Kanye, perhaps he went to Old Saints Church because he doesn't fully understand yet some of the differences in Osteen's approach to the Bible versus a more biblical approach to the Bible. I can say, like, in interviews and from what I've heard from Kanye, he definitely talks about sin. He definitely encourages repentance. He definitely believes Jesus is the only way to God. Like, his approach doesn't seem to be therapeutic, but, you know, you can only wonder if Osteen might rub off on him. Unfortunately, it looks like they will probably do another event together from what I saw advertised. So, you know, one thing I think to keep in mind about Kanye is that I know for us, you know, a lot of times as Christians on the outside trying to be discerning, we want kind of neat boxes to kind of put people in. But Kanye kind of, from what I can tell, he kind of avoids a nice, neat theological box to say, where is he? Because in reality, as you look at kind of the people that speak at his Sunday services and who he connects with, they're all, you know, there's a wide, you could say, spectrum. It seems like on the one hand, you know, there's someone from as conservative of as someone coming from John MacArthur's seminary. And then on the other extreme, you got someone like Joel Osteen. And so it's really hard to tell. But I think part of it is that Kanye is still kind of figuring things out where he's at theologically. And I think he got a lot of different Christian voices speaking into his life. So I think this is an area where we can maybe give a little grace while he's, you know, still young, but to be prayerful for him. And I think it's right for us to be concerned, but we need to be prayerful for him.
Well, besides these theological concerns in terms of like what kind of teaching can he discern, what is solid Christian teaching from things that are not like Joel Osteen, are there any other things that he's said or done since he's become a Christian that is concerning to you?
Yes, I'll mention two. One has to do maybe with character and the other has to do with, you know, theological view. In terms of the character, there's been a few times. In fact, if anyone wants to go and watch the kind of the interview that Osteen gave with Kanye, in that you'll hear Kanye kind of what seems like jokingly say that he's like the greatest artist that, you know, God has made, essentially, which is a pretty bold claim. But also, he kind of says it in a joking way there and says, hey, you know, I had a big ego before I became a Christian. And now, you know, God can, you know, can kind of take some of that and use it for him. He says something to that effect. And then in other interviews and maybe less playful ways, it seems like in a straightforward way, he's kind of, you know, said, hey, you know, I'm like the best musical artist on earth right now. So that's a big issue to be, you know, making claims like that. Now, again, in other places, I've heard Kanye kind of confess that he has issues with pride. So I'm hoping that the Lord will work with him on that. In terms of the theological concern, the other theological concern that I'll mention is he made a statement at, I believe it was one of his Sunday services. He was just kind of, he was expressing frustration. Understandable frustration, I guess, at how sometimes Christians divide themselves up too much and don't work together in common causes for the gospel. But in the process of trying to argue for unity when it comes to the gospel, he mentioned Mormonism as being, you know, part of the Christian tradition. He kind of said, you know, some people mention Mormonism as not being Christian. You know, but basically, you know, they talk about Jesus was kind of the gist of it. And, you know, obviously, Mormonism has a lot of bad beliefs that aren't consistent with scripture. I mean, they believe that they're essentially polytheistic, that there are many gods and that God the Father once was a human being who became God. And there's so many other issues. Joseph Smith's prophethood is obviously not true. So I'm just hoping that statement by Kanye doesn't come from an educated place, that he understands that and he's still saying it. But my hope is that, you know, Kanye hasn't even been a believer for a full year yet, I don't think. So I'm willing to give some grace on that and just hope that he doesn't fully understand and will come to different views later about Mormonism.
I just want to make a note for our listeners, especially if you're a new listener, or maybe you don't always listen to every single episode. And that is a couple episodes ago. Our episode 168 is an episode totally devoted to comparing the Jesus of Mormonism and the Jesus of Christianity. So I definitely commend people to listen to that episode and also go to our website, equip.org, and read the article that's associated with that one. Well, I just want to ask you, you know, with some of these concerns that you've had, you know, teaming up with Joel Osteen, his views on Mormonism, are you more concerned or are you more hopeful when it comes to what you think, you know, Kanye West's, you know, spiritual growth is going to be in the future?
Yeah, I am definitely more hopeful, but with some concerns, but I'm definitely more hopeful. And, you know, it has been, you know, as I've looked at different people's responses to Kanye's profession of faith, you have some that are, you know, very hopeful, very optimistic with almost no concerns. And then you have others who are extremely cynical. I definitely am somewhere between the two, but I lean more on the optimistic and hopeful side of things. You know, I believe that whenever a person professes faith in Christ, I regard that person's profession of faith as true and genuine unless they prove otherwise. I think that is something that has been called the judgment of charity. You know, scripture talks about how love, one of the characteristics of love in 1 Corinthians 13 is that it hopes all things. And so I want to come from a posture of love and be hopeful. Again, I do see reason for Kanye. I mean, again, his willingness to talk about his sin in the past and to want to submit those areas to Christ, his desire to share the gospel with people. Even some of his celebrity friends, he's, you know, had desires to want to share the gospel with them. So I see a lot of reasons to believe that God is at work in Kanye's heart. But as on the discerning side of things, you know, we do want to be discerning Christians. And his connection with Joel Osteen is definitely something that should raise our eyebrow. His comments about Mormonism is definitely something that should raise our eyebrow. And so we want to, you know, we want to, I guess, celebrate, but have a clear view of things. Let's see where things go. Let's keep praying for him. Let's be discerning, but let's be hopeful.
Well, finally, I want to end with some fun rapid fire questions for Aaron. So, Aaron, you live in St. Louis, so there's some famous St. Louis eating treats. So would you rather eat gooey butter cake or toasted ravioli?
I will go with the toasted ravioli. Absolutely.
Are you an introvert or extrovert?
Oh, I'm a little bit of both, but I lean extrovert. But I definitely have a strong introverted side. I like to read. I like quiet and study.
And would you describe yourself as highly organized and scheduled, or go with the flow?
I definitely lean towards the highly organized and structured side of things.
So we've been talking about hip hop music. So who is your favorite hip hop artist?
Oh, man, that's a good one. My favorite Christian hip hop artist right now would probably be maybe Triple E. Yeah, maybe Triple E. And I could mention some others that I really like Thizzle. I really like Lecrae. I really like KB, Shaolin. But I think, you know, maybe musically, I might go with Trip first.
And what is something that you have on your bucket list?
You know, something that I would like to do is, personally, I would love to visit Israel, to kind of see some of the places and sites that are in the Bible. But also, I would love to get my wife to India. She really has a love of Indian culture, and she would, I think the number one place she would like to visit in the world would be India. So if I can get her there, that'd be great.
Well, thanks, Aaron, for being a guest on the Postmodern Realities podcast.
Thank you, Melanie. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Postmodern Realities podcast from the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. Today's guest has been Aaron Turner Jr., who has written an online exclusive feature article for the Christian Research Journal, and his article is called Yeezy Comes to Jesus, Considering Kanye West's Profession and Promotion of the Christian Faith. And you can read it for free online at our website, equip.org.
We'd like to hear from you, so connect with us on social media, like the Bible Answer Man Facebook page, and follow CRI, Christian Research Journal, Hank Anagraph, and the Bible Answer Man on Twitter. And please subscribe to the Bible Answer Man channel on YouTube. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the Postmodern Realities podcast on iTunes, and please rate and review our podcast. When you rate and review our podcast, it helps others see our content. And please share this episode on your social media accounts. Be sure you tune in daily to the Bible Answer Man broadcast, hosted by CRI President Hank Anagraph, who answers your questions live on air. To ask Hank a question, call 888-ASK-HANK, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. In addition, head to iTunes and subscribe to Hank Unplugged, Hank's audio podcast. Follow Hank off the grid, where he has in-depth conversations with some of the brightest minds discussing topics you care about. So until our next Christian Research Journal author conversation, thanks for listening to the Postmodern Realities podcast.